one of my favorite podcasts is from Trey Kennedy.
You're listening to So-So, hosted by Summer Orban.
For those of you who don't know who Trey Kennedy is, he is a millennial comedian, YouTuber, and as of last year, started becoming a podcaster. He runs his own show where he talks about pop culture and does a whole lot of roasting segments he calls Triggered. And I didn't really have anything planned for this week, which is crazy because I like plan everything. But I just wanted to share with you guys some of his one of his recent episodes. In it, he talks about Will Smith, plant parents, and wedding performances. That's literally the title. His titles for his podcast are usually very straightforward, and wedding performances, yes. Since my older sister India is engaged, so that's pretty relevant. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode of Correct Opinions by Trey Kennedy. Listen to his show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Before we get into today's episode, if you want a bonus podcast episode per week, that's 4 extra a month, plus access to my private Instagram where I post never-before-seen videos, bloopers, deleted scenes, I go live Q&As with my fans, and a portion of it goes to charity, go to treykennedy.com/DLG and become a Do Less guest. treykennedy.com/DLG. Now on to today's episode. Getting a little tired of all these pescatarians, vegans, what a vegetarian. I don't eat pork. You just eat what's in front of you. You know you're in a first world country when you get to pick and choose what kind of food you eat. Just eat it. When I grew up, here's what's for dinner. I don't like that. Eat it, and only eat it. Eat every single bite of it. I just don't like this food. It's what's for dinner. Eat it and eat every bite. You know, hey, listen, my wife's a pescatarian. Okay. I make fun of this all the time. She's out here. Oh, I only eat fish for me. And we go to places that they got to cater to her. And like, I give her a hard time all the time. Okay. Just Katie, eat it. She's like, no, that's just what I want to do. I can respect her sticking to her guns, but come on. So I said, okay, if you get a preference thing and people all cater to that, that's fine. It's annoying to me, but that's fine. So from this point forward, I've coined a new term. Feel free to also become one yourself. I'm now a tastyitarian. Oh, before we dine with you this evening, before we have you over, do you guys have any kind of food preferences or like food situations? Yeah, I'm a tastyitarian. Oh, what does that mean? It means I hate to be like a bother, but I only eat food that's delicious, tasty. So, yeah, if you have me over and we have, you know, so you try to serve me up some like frozen, some frozen baked ziti out of an aluminum canister, I'm gonna be like, oh, did I not tell you I'm a tastyitarian? I can't. Yeah, so I'm a tastyitarian. So if we ever dine together, you ever have me over, just, I know that's kind of a bother, but that's just what my food preference is. So it has to be delicious or I can't eat it. So Trey the tastyitarian here, back with another episode. Thank you guys for coming on back. Episode 44. Got a good one today. We're moving right along. It's July 15th. Wow, time is flying. Thank goodness. Just kidding. It's fine. But wild stuff's happening, but it's been, you know, it's all good. I don't know what's happening actually at all. I know more and more people getting tested for Corona. Like, oh, my sister, she's like, we were around someone who got it. And all of a sudden, I don't know. I like, Like, my husband feels perfectly fine, and I feel fine, I think, but I also, like, took a nap yesterday, so, like, maybe I have COVID. Tested negative. I know someone else, like, I've just felt tired lately, so I think I need to get tested for COVID. Negative. I had a buddy of mine. He went to a wedding, small wedding, of course, given the times, and he, like, drank too much, and he ate a bunch of late night food, and he got ill in the night, and he's like, I might have COVID. Or maybe you drank too much. That's what I'm starting to. I think I have COVID. Or maybe you just only slept 6 hours. One of the two, yeah. People getting paranoid out here. They really are. I get it. Episode 44. We're talking Will Smith, Patrick Mahomes. Stop having green texts. And someone sent in a gem of a wedding singer video. This is Correct Opinions, episode 44. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
My Trace Diaz, we're doing a live stream. That's right, Hindsight 2020. A one night only comedy live stream event. Thank you to everyone who's already purchased tickets. You can do so at treykennedy.com/live. treykennedy.com/live. So obviously, you know, we had to postpone the Are You For Real tour. The world is falling apart. So we thought, how can we bring some entertainment to the people given the time? So we're gonna do a live stream. And I'm not just doing a Zoom call, baby. I'm going to a professional studio and live from Nashville, Tennessee. It should look really, really great, really professional, and we're working hard on like a really fun kind of show that I haven't seen this on my social media. It's nothing that's on tour. It's like truly a one night event. It's live, but also you can access it the next 24 hours. So truly, you got a day window to watch it, and it's gone. So one night event, treykennedy.com/live, and a portion of the proceeds are going to go to nokidhungry.org. So we don't have any hungry kiddos, especially during these times. So that's going to be fun. We sold some tickets. I'm excited about what we're putting together. You don't want to miss it. So gather your friends, gather your family, get a ticket. treykennedy.com/live. We're going to get right into something I'm very excited about. Okay, you guys know you can always send me things you find you want me to roast at my email or the Instagram. correctopinions@treykennedy.com or follow the Instagram @correctopinions. Man, do we have a treat for you today. This is a wedding. Someone sent this in to me. This is a viral video. It has millions of views. And the bride and groom did a performance at their own wedding. Jesse Katsopoulos style. Just, hey guys, everyone come to our wedding / performance. If every word I said could make you laugh, I'd talk. Hey, Uncle. Hey, Aunt Becky, I hope you're getting this message in the penitentiary. If every time you pay to have your child get into college, I love you so, I'd aid you in that white-collar crime forever. So this couple, excuse me, dude, you guys ever drink these? Of course you do. These new, you know, all these seltzers and stuff. They're delicious, but man, they give you the burpees. This bride and groom sing at their own wedding. Let's just begin it. I want you to hear this.
Look at you all. Don't you look neat? It's about to get cringy. Hold on to your seat.
Well, self-aware. Kind of. That's like the classic. Just because you said, hey guys, this is going to be cringy, won't make it not cringy. It's like, okay, I'm glad you're acknowledging it, but it's still cringy. It's like saying, I did this the other day. I go, I hate to be this guy, but no, I love to be that guy. I hate to be this guy, but you're doing that wrong. No, I love to be that guy. With no offense, but you are a dumb idiot. It's still offensive.
Without a song.
A beautiful voice,
but see us tie the knot. Others are here just to drink.
I'd be the guy during this kind of just getting up and walking to the bar. Like, am I supposed to sit and watch this? I'm here to celebrate the joining of the Hamiltons, not a recreation of Hamilton.
Quite a lot.
Oh, do you drink quite a lot? You ever gone to a dry wedding? What a slap in the face. I put it on my calendar. I traveled. I showed up. I got a hotel room. I bought you a drapes off a Crate and Barrel. And I can't get a glass of Pinot? What are you... That I'm supposed to drink this hibiscus tea all night? That makes for a unhappy tea, Trey. Because, I mean... And those weddings end early, don't they? You ever been to one? About 8:45, people are moving on. Let's go to the bar. You know, it's just what it is. 8:40. You ever been to a wedding where you become, you're like, hey, man, I want you to be my groomsman. You're my best friend. Wow, thank you. But really, they're asking you, hey, man, I want you to give some free labor all weekend. Why I'm a groomsman? Why am I setting up the wedding? Why am I holding the chairs and unfolding them and setting them down? Are we trespassing? Whose land is this? Did you pay for that? Did you pay for someone to set up the chairs? Did you pay for this land? Or do we just find a field and we're making this happen? Guys, thank you for coming to the wedding. We appreciate it. If you don't mind, stick around and put it up. No. Uber's here. Hey, Uber driver, you mind coming and folding up some chairs? They're just asking anybody. They're English. The groom is playing the piano, by the way.
We want to see ya going wild, throwing shapes on the dance floor.
This goes on for 15 minutes. They do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different songs. 8 different parodies. 15 minutes. I mean, how much does a wedding cost? They probably just spent $1,200 just to do that performance. Tell you what, that's what we're doing my wedding, man. When we finally get to do ours after all this. Tell you what, I'm going to lay something down. Watch this. Okay. Excuse me, DJ, lay down a track for me, please. I got something to get off my chest, baby. Hope y'all sit down and enjoy the performance. Because we got something to get off our chest. My girl can't play an instrument, but she's going to be back down dancing. Don't look at her too closely, groomsmen. Ha ha ha. Dang. I appreciate y'all coming out to this wedding, yo. But get something on my chest, because it wouldn't be a Kennedy wedding without me doing a performance to get even more attention, because I'm insecure and in-laws, hope you don't mind me using up some of the budget for a little performance. It's going far for me to say this, it's coming from my heart, been a long time coming. Everyone look at me, you're coming to celebrate our wedding, but I want some more attention, so everyone watch me. Sorry, in-laws, I'm gonna burn up some time. 40 grand for tonight, I'm gonna use 5 grand to do a 30 minute performance, so you need to watch your money burn. But you know, gotta let it go. The bunny ain't jumping like it used to. By the way, we're gonna need some help cleaning up after. Gotta let the money burn. And that would be song one, and I do 7 more. Thanks for coming, guys. This is just the beginning. We do accept tips. This is the next song she does too. Let's see, right here. This is so each song, there was a song one we listened to a little bit was the intro, and then they do a song dedicated to the ushers, if you guys know what ushers are, because I think it's regional, My wife didn't know what they are. It's like you have your groomsmen, right? Your best buddies. And then you have like your second tier. It's kind of like the minor league of friends where you're like, well, I want to give you like a nod that we're boys, but you ain't up in the majors, so you can usher Grandma Carol to her seat. So groomsmen, ushers. So what would that think you'd be like? Oh, it's to the tune of Sean Kingston's Beautiful Girls. Sean Kingston, beautiful, instrumental. I mean, talk about. Ushers, hey, I appreciate y'all, but not as much as I appreciate my groomsmen. We know that, right? You're not my best friends, more like drinking buddies. You are the second tier friends. So walk Granny to her seat. All of these beautiful girls, no, you're not cool enough to be my best friend. You can walk Granny to her seat, Granny to her seat, cause you're the ushers. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. We're going to move on and give a shout out to the Maid of Honor. Let's see what this girl had to say about the Maid of Honor. Because this is... Okay. Oh. Oh, someone go, ah. Man, the Maid of Honor speeches. You guys don't have time. I mean, listen. Plenty of bad best man speeches. Plenty of bad male speeches. But the Maid of Honor speech, I think... For these of you who don't know me, I am Sarah, and I've known Katie since we were 6. We used to make mud pies down on Crawford Terrace, and we remember that time where we made mud pies together, and you got it stuck up your nose and had to go to the hospital, and they start to talk like one-on-one. They forget there's 2 other people in the room. Like, no, we don't know what you're talking about. Or the ones who are really nervous and they read off a, it's like they typed up a 6th grade paper and they're just reading off of it. That's a, usually the Maid of Honor makes a speech like, I love you. This bride said, uh-uh, you're going to sit there and shut up. I'm going to hit these high notes and say what I got to say. She's memorized all of this. 15-minute long song she wrote and is performing and memorized. I mean, I haven't put that much effort into anything. And I'm your biggest fan. Your heart is full of love and happiness, just like a lovely gran. Lovely gran. British people call their grandmas gran. I love that. And you look stunning tonight. So she, like I said, we wrote this. So she's rolling the dice a little bit. If Han, we don't see Han here. You just assume she looks stunning, but she wrote this before knowing that. That's disingenuous songwriting. And it's another strike. Oh, she does look stunning, actually. Wow, that hair is beautiful. Oh man, I'm gonna have to write this. Man, I'm gonna have to, my best man, I'm gonna have to sing him something. Now it only feels wrong not to. So, best man. This one goes out to my best man, my bro for life. My bro for life. I don't actually know how the song goes. Hold on. Imagine seeing it, just serenading your bestie in front of all these people. The groom's over there like, I mean, what about me? Can you show me some love, please? Best man, you've been my boy since day one. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to lay down a little love song to my bro. So, without further ado, best man. No, you're my best man, best man, oh, best man. Forget my pride for a sec, 'cause I wanna say to you, you're looking so handsome. That haircut that all white guys have looks so good on you. The high and tight, I even have it. Can you feel my heterosexual love tonight? Or maybe more, I'm unveiling a secret to you all. Okay, that went too far. Okay. Wow. My wedding now is going to be different. You guys know last episode I'm sending your welcome cards. I sent out a gift. I bought a gift yesterday for a wedding. The 6-week clock is ticking. I'm going to send your welcome card. One of you guys emailed me a your welcome card template, which I really enjoy. Thank you. It's a cute little card that says, "You're welcome. I'm so happy I was able to find you the perfect gift. I love that we have a friendship so strong. You don't even feel the need to send me a thank you note. You're welcome, and I hope you enjoy. Trey and Katie Kennedy." She won't know about it. Wow, I think we covered that bit enough, man. Woo! Y'all, I try to do a, you know, especially during these times, I try to get creative with friends, right? Try to have something to plan to do because there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. So, we do a lot of group texts. And then inevitably there's a guy with the green text. We have a new guy around. Green text. So I'm just like, sorry, you're on this group text. I guess hopefully someone tells you the details because you're ruining the group text. Not just that the green is off-putting, I can admit. But when you put a green person in the blue text, it ruins some of the features of the text. And it's just frustrating, man. Everyone has an iPhone. I know some of you listening, you're like, Samsung's great, da, 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 but they're basically the same thing. Just get what everyone else has. That'd be easy. It's like you live in America and you use euros. That'll come to 12, 13. Okay. Can we, I'll have to pay with euros? How do we do the exchange rate? I mean, I guess, but it's still money, but that's just more difficult. You might as well use what everyone else is using. Nah, I don't know. The guy's face is on the US dollars. I'm kind of like, ugh, I don't like it. And I want euros. So, you're making everything difficult. You're making everything.
How about you don't? How about you don't?
Green text. Green text is like when everyone's weddings. Everyone's doing the same wedding, and you're like, well, actually, for mine, I'm going to do a brunch wedding.
How about you don't? How about you don't? Yeah.
Have you heard of these? I had some friends go to like a brunch wedding. They just set an alarm to go to a wedding. What? Hey, come join us at our wedding, 11 a.m. Come join our wedding, 10:45 a.m. Oh, I can't make it because I'm in bed by that time on a Saturday. Not really. Guys, I get up early then sometimes on Saturdays. You know, I don't know. Or the, I don't want to talk about weddings anymore. Green, don't get an iPhone, man. Your green texts are not welcome here. Speaking of green, someone explain to me this plant phenomenon. Again, we talked, you know, you're in a first world country. Where you're like, I'm just going to not eat that food. I'm just going to not eat that animal because there's an abundance of it everywhere. I'm just going to not eat that animal because there's abundance of other food. That's when you know you got it. It's like, I'm so bored and just there's so much to do. I'm just going to bring plants inside my house. We worked for centuries to get the nature outside of our house to enjoy, you know, get the bugs out. It's like, no, let's bring them back in. No, what? I'm going to run the AC, but let's bring in a big hot heater. Just have them battle each other. We're getting the plants out. Someone show me. Someone made an Instagram for a plant. This is my. People are starting to treat plants like pets. See, this is when you know you're in a first world country. It's like we treat dogs like children. And so many other places, you just. A little scruffy is lunch. He's food for a week, you know? I mean, hey, trust me, at some point people were looking at golden doodles with a lot of excitement for other reasons. That's 2 weeks worth of meat. That's what they were. And there's like, oh, he has the scruffy bonds with me so tightly. We have such a bond. You feed him. I have certain bonds with restaurants because they feed me good food. I'm a tastytarian. You know that. That's just what it is, man. Okay, I'm sure you have seen this thing with Will Smith lately. Y'all seen this? Will Smith, you know him. I've met him before. That's kind of cool. I don't know. Said hey, took a photo. Will Smith, I guess, you know, he's married his wife, they were separated for some time. While they're separated, she had a relationship with one of her son's friends. Ew. Those get therapy all around. And then to talk about this, the reasonable thing was to do was to go on her like popular Facebook Watch show and talk about it in great, talk about their intimate personal matters in detail for the world to see. Therapy all around. God, that's, as someone who's online a lot, right? You may have noticed I don't share a lot of my personal life. I don't share any of my personal life. Why would I do that? What a weird thing to do. Y'all probably, not one, you don't care. Two, no. It's like, yeah, guys, thanks for doing the podcast today. So here's my marriage problem. We were kind of having a rift tiff, and then, you know, like, you know how our son is 18? Well, he has some friends, and, you know, you'd get, whoa, keep this to yourself. Will Smith, Men in Black 4, kill your wife's former affair man / your son's friend. What was the movie? What movies did he make? Will Smith movies. Some of the... Oh, Pursuit of Happiness. Ugh. Maybe a little... 7 Pounds. 7 Pounds in Real Life. What's your favorite Will Smith movie? He's had some strange ones. Aladdin? Never saw that. I Am Legend. I Am Single. If Will Smith movies were remade, given the current situation with his wife... Bad Boys 2, starring him and his son's friend, wife's friend. He did Hitch, where he was a relationship expert. It's just not good. That sucks for you guys. Everyone has their own issues. It's real. So why are you broadcasting it? I think it's weird when, you know, someone puts out content. I think people get in this weird mode where they think they like owe it to explain themselves. Like these rumors are swirling around. I just be like, yeah, none of your business. Nanya. I found out my wife's having an affair with Nanya. I don't know. It's strange to me. Will Smith. Nice guy. Maybe too nice a guy. Patrick Mahomes signs a 10-year, $503 million contract. Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys know I'm a Chiefs fan. My gosh. I saw this hit the news, right? 10 years, $500 million. Athletes are going to be billionaires time and time again here in the future, which is wild. But it's funny because I immediately had friends who were like, that's great. Or some were like, that's too much money. Like, how are they going to pay other players? Oh, I bet they didn't think of that. Why do we do that? We watch sports. We're like, I don't know what this coach is doing. I mean... I'm a CPA, but this coach is not a good X's and O's guy. Okay? He's not a good numbers guy. I am. I debit and credit. I balance that crap all day long. I'm a numbers guy. This guy's not an X's and O's guy. I am. I need to be the coach. It's like, dude, if I'm watching a professional coach professional football, I'm always going to default to, yeah, that didn't work, but I'm guessing he probably had a better idea what he's doing than me. So I don't really know. I have nothing to offer. No, he should have done this and this. I don't get why they're not doing this. Why isn't that guy who's better than me, who knows more than me, not do? It's like me going. It's I love when the people are like, you know, some scientist will be like, "We've uncovered proof that we uncovered proof that we share mostly DNA with monkeys," and people are like, "Yeah, right. Are you an idiot?" He's the scientist. You're a JV coach. I'm going to go with him. Oh, really? They think, which, I mean, we all do it all the time. Oh, really? You're going to pay this guy that much? How are you going to pay their players? It's like some rain. It's like Donnie from Arkansas tweets, how are they going to pay their players? They were going to give Mahomes $500 million. How are they going to pay their players? And it's like the Chiefs management. It's like, dang it. Wow, we completely forgot about that. Patrick, can you play 1-on-11? We forgot we have to pay another play. They're thinking this through, man. Gosh. Donnie from Arkansas, get on our board of directors. We need some help. Y'all, we got a big win in kickball. Got a big win in kickball last week. It's one of the most exciting things happening in my life right now. Because I got to talk. I mean, I do a podcast. When I launched this podcast, I was like, oh, man. I'm launching this podcast at the end of 2019. I'll be touring all of 2020. I'll have so many things to talk about. I haven't left my house or seen anyone but my wife and my videographer. And my kickball team. So that's what I mean. This is what I got. Got a big win in kickball. Guys, I'm batting 1,000 this season. Come on. It's weird. It's funny. You forget, especially being in quarantine for so many months. I forget that people like know who I am. So I haven't been in public at all until kind of recently. I'll go play kickball and I might get second base. Very intense, right? That's all I got in life. Kickball. Can I win this game? Very intense. Okay. Hey. Hey, we got two down. Two down. Two down. We got. I remember when we first played kickball. I told my wife, girlfriend at the time, because when you play kickball, you know, it's a lot of baseball-like rules. She doesn't know anything about baseball. So I have to teach her. So if you don't know this, in baseball, you have to tag up on a fly out, right? If the ball pops up in the air, let's say you're on second base, ball pops up in the air, they catch it, you've got to touch second before you can run to third. If you just take off, they catch it, and they touch second, you're out. So I'm explaining this to Katie, like, hey, a lot of people don't know this, so I'm explaining it to you. Wait, if the ball pops in the air, wait till they catch it before you run. She's like, okay, I'm not dumb. I'm like, okay. Well, she gets on base, great job. Next guy goes up, pops it up there. She takes off. She's rounding second on the way to third as they're like, you're out. And I was like, hey! Today, probably the biggest argument we've had, but which is a good sign. We played kickball. We got a big win. I'm out on second base into it. Two down. Come on. Hey! And then some girl on the other team's like, we all love your videos. I'm like, hey, we can be cordial after the game. You're enemy number one right now. You're the only thing standing in the way of my happiness. Okay? Shut up. I said that to her, but we won. Batting 1,000 on the season. I'm like the Ichiro of kickball, dude. I'm the Ichiro Suzuki of kickball. I'm just diamond nickeling you out of that first base. And I was able to get around at home. And you ever seen those clips of like in baseball where the catcher will stand over home run and they just have a collision? I borderline did that to the poor girl on home plate. I was like, I need this right now. I need this in my life. So I was bolting home. They threw the ball in from the outfield. She steps up to hit it. And I jumped over the ball. I'm sure it was only like 6 inches in the air, but it felt epic. And I touched home and like hit her. And I goes, I'm sorry. And she was like, I'm sorry. And it was fine. It was very nice. But I was like, I had to kind of look. I was like, okay, Trey, maybe calm down. Don't take out Bethany at home plate. Influencer comedian pummels poor girl at home plate. Canceled. That's the last thing I need. But we got the win. So you guys have my word. I'll keep you updated on this pointless thing. It's all good. And we got some new things coming soon. Some big announcements in the next 2 weeks beyond the live stream. So be looking forward to that. Guys, I've been doing a Sparkling Madness on my Instagram story. I don't know if you've seen that. Finding the best of the best sparkling water. It's been fun. I think, what would y'all think? Should we do one here on the podcast? Maybe find the best hard seltzer? Some other competition? The best. Dude, I made that White People Summer video. You see that? You guys play spike ball? Man, is that not the whitest thing? But I love it, dude. I am what I make fun of. I love it. Spike ball? You seen this? It's just a portable little trampoline and you just bounce the balls. It's amazing how white that thing is. I know because I posted that thing. I posted White People Summer, including the spike ball. And the comments were filled with white people being like, man, I feel attacked. I love spike ball. Jeez, this was me. That's what you got to play spike ball. And my black fans were commenting like one of the top comments was, I always seen these white people play with that trampoline thing. I never knew what it was. And someone else was like, yo, can someone tell me what this is? It looks lit. Black people didn't even know what it was. White people are like, yeah, I compete in it. In a local rec league, black people are like, I don't even know what it's called. It's so white. It's so white. I don't even know how. Surely they didn't mean to do that. How does that happen? I don't know. That's our culture, baby. That's our culture, you know. Black people start, they kind of take over the local pickup basketball game. So we got to go do a little pickleball or spike ball. Like, well, I could go get dunked on in the local gym, or I could just send a speedy speedball spike ball on Julian in my backyard. Let's just do that. That'll make me feel better about myself. But I mean, I bought a professional pickleball paddle the other day. That's all I have. Kickball, pickleball, spike ball. That's my summer thus far. Okay, I'm not ashamed of that. So stop judging me, man. Stop judging me. oh my gosh. You all heard me talk about like breast milk jewelry. You seen that? Where people, yeah. I don't know. Again, first world country. This is quality food for my child. But I'm just gonna. We got extra. Let's make jewelry. Now, have you ever seen these where they make jewelry out of people's teeth? It'll be like a ring inset with a molar. Forget. Yeah, I love your ring. What is it? It's 1.5 molars. Beautiful. Did it cost an arm and a leg? No, it cost a tooth. Thanks, Daniel. Hey, dentist. Can't afford a rock. That type of rock. So take out one of these rocks in my head. Cha-ching. Get that thing set. Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Can you sink your teeth into this idea? Sounds about white. Teeth jewelry? Like a savage, like a caveman? I mean, that's the last time that's happened. Yeah, this jewelry, it's very, very vintage, very retro. Yeah, it was really popular back in like the 6000s BC, like the 20,000s BC. It was very, very popular. It was like, kind of very chic. It's like cave woman. Yeah, it's like caveman chic. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one. It's a big one. You know, he sacrificed some quality for the size. You know, this is like it's a big old molar. It does have a cavity and there's some like rot in there. But I don't know. The bigger the better in my mind. Let's get a beautiful canine. I mean. Dude, I rocked a shark tooth necklace as a kid for a while. Wow, remember shark tooth necklaces? Now we're making human tooth necklaces. Where is that going to end? Breast milk jewelry, teeth jewelry. Give me like a big toenail lapel pin. Yeah, it's my girl's big toe. Never goes away. It's there for good. Dude, I rocked a shark tooth necklace. Young Trey. Man, I was... All these kids were rocking puka shell? Nah, I had that shark tooth. Yes. That thing. I gotta bring that back. Shark tooth necklace. Remember those? Boy, oh boy. They even sell those anywhere? I think I got it at like Disney World or something. Yeah, I had a shark tooth necklace. I remember when I had to fight off the tooth fairy a couple of times. She came in there trying to take it. I was like, I need at least a band for this. 1,000. She's like, I'll give you 20. Go back to bed, Mom. This is my shark tooth. Well, wait, what was the tooth fairy thing for? Why would we do that to kids? There's someone breaking into our house in the night, gonna reach under your little head and leave you some money and take part of your DNA. Yay! Oh, $1! How does that bother us? There's a strange old lady who can fly coming in here to snatch up your little canines. For $1. Maybe 2 if you go to bed before 8. We just lie to our kids. I get it, man. I was a camp counselor 1 year. The quiet game, that's my number one parenting advice. That's what I'm going to do to my kids. Guys, this is a really fun game called the quiet game. I'm going to do that for bedtime from ages like 4 to 12. Quiet game again. You guys have won every night. You guys are so good at this. Let's do it again. Dummies. Dumb kids. Please. Tooth fairy? I don't know. Or like, it's pretty, tooth fairy, it's coming. What age do you not do? Tooth fairy is great, man. Okay, yeah. Good. I was making sure the tooth fairy didn't go till like you're 12, because I know we have some young listeners, but if you're still doing the tooth fairy to your 12-year-old, well, that's weird. And 2, you should probably not have one of your baby teeth go away. They definitely should before that, unless you have, you know, some kind of syndrome where your teeth never go away. You know, I had a syndrome where my teeth came in like stalactites. You ever been in one of those caves? I mean, just teeth going every which way. My gosh. Thank the Lord for braces and that opportunity, because I would be viral for all other reasons. I talk like this. I wouldn't be able to, I mean, I would be able to speak and look really funny, but I'd eat corn on the cob in record form if I had those teeth, just shredding them. Like some kind of, like a marsupial. I had marsupial teeth. So we'll end with that. Thank you guys so much. Episode 44. Big things coming in the next couple of weeks. I'm excited. Get your tickets to the live stream, TreyKennedy.com/live. And if you want a bonus podcast episode every week, go to TreyKennedy.com/DLG. That's it for this week, y'all. Have a good one. Signing off. Talk to you next week as always. And I'm going to end with a little bit of a jam that I know you guys will like. I'm gonna burn for me to say this. I'm burning all that money. I'm gonna take all that cash and get all of these people on me. Their eyes watching me. Come to my wedding and celebrate this marriage. But also let me flex on my singing ability and give me your attention. In-laws, I'm gonna marry your daughter. I am so annoying. Hit those dance moves, my bride. And I'm gonna use up 30 freaking minutes. I need you to subscribe to Correct Opinions. Bye, y'all. Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Distributed by Anchor. So-So is edited, produced, and hosted by me, Summer Orban. Specifics to Trey Kennedy for making correct opinions. If you want to find out more about him, you can simply check out any of Trey Kennedy's social media platforms. Also, be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you find your podcasts so you never miss a new episode. And be sure to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps people find this show a lot more easier. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.